Yeah, good evening and welcome along to The Score. It's another bitterly cold evening out there after another horrible day in the northwest. But we're here to keep you company through until 8 o'clock as we build up to another busy weekend in sport. Hopefully the bad weather won't impact too much on the fixtures that are scheduled over the coming days. And hopefully my voice stays with it tonight as well. Of course, if you're here for the Tug of War World Championships, well, at least you can stay warm in the indoor surrounds of the Aura Leisure Centre in Letterkenny. Today saw the opening day of competition at that event. And later on, we'll be linking up with Oisin Kelly, who's been out at the Aura most of the day. And the news coming in this evening, well, it's good. Silver for Clonmany in the club section. Of course, the club events taking place today and tomorrow. Silver for Clonmany. Well done for them. And that's a fantastic start to what's already been a great day's entertainment at the Aura. Our guest in studio tonight is Raymond Shields, team manager of the Donegal League's Oscar Trainer side, who are in quarter-final action this weekend. That match is part of a busy programme of football fixtures over the coming days. Tomorrow night we'll have the North West Derby meeting of Derry City and Finn Harps in the League of Ireland. We'll hear from both camps in a short while. There's Gaelic games as well. Donegal senior men and women's teams and the hurlers are all in action. We'll take a look at those fixtures tonight on The Score too. Raymond, tonight's fixture in the Ulster Senior League involving Bunnegie United and Finn Harps Reserved, that game called off earlier on today. The pitch at Dry Arch Park is probably one of the best in the county, so it just shows the kind of rainfall we've been experiencing over the last few days up here.
That's right, Dermot. Good evening. Yeah, it's terrible weather at the moment, and it takes a lot out of all the pitches now, and anybody that has a good pitch now, they're lucky, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. And that doesn't make things easy, Raymond, when you're preparing for games and, you know, training and things like that. There's all sorts going on, and you guys are preparing for a big, big game this weekend.
Oh, yeah. We're heading down to Limerick to play the Defence Forces on Saturday. It's a 2 o'clock kickoff. We're actually heading down tomorrow night, Dermot, to be there and get a good night's sleep in preparation for a big game. It's a quarter final, so hopefully everything goes all right for us on the day.
Quarter final of the Oscar Trainer Trophy competition. The Defence Forces are going to be providing the opposition, and as you say, the game is down in Limerick. It's at Limerick's University grounds. A 2 o'clock start on Saturday, Raymond. And I mean, it's a long time now since we were chatting after your victory in the last round against the Inishowen League. You came through two legs, a difficult test against Inishowen. And this game, the quarterfinal, you know, I remember you saying to me that the match isn't going to be towards the end of February. And that seemed an awful long time ago, Raymond. So between then and now, how have things gone? I'm sure it's been a long wait for such a big game.
Oh, indeed it has been. But we've kept ourselves very busy, to be honest, Dermot. We've trained hard, and we've had numerous friendly matches and preparation for Saturday with some real good calibre of friendlies, like the Harps and Letterkenny Rovers and Bunnegan, teams like that, you know, and Cock Hill. All good teams, Maiden City. So, like, we've definitely put in a fair amount of game time, and so we have been busy.
Yeah. Yeah. And you do have the experience of playing at this stage of the competition before, Raymond. You were in charge of the side last year, quarterfinal match. You had a home tie that time. Unfortunately, things didn't go your way.
That's right. It was against Limerick. And unfortunately, the bad weather came knocking on the door. And we had a home draw against them, and we were down to play them at Ballyar, our home pitch. And it absolutely froze the night prior, and the pitch was deemed unplayable the next day by the referees. So Limerick were on their way up, so we couldn't tell them to stay. So luckily enough, Widor Selig's pitch, it was available. And that's where the match was. We took the match down to Gador. Very, very good game. They beat us on penalties. And if the truth be told, I mean, anybody who was at the game in the first half, we absolutely should have put them out of sight, but we just didn't take our chances. And in fact, they scored first in the second half, and we did equalise. And it was a very even game, actually, from there on, to be honest about it. And it's just down to the luck of the draw then, the penalties, and they actually went on to win it. So might have been us. Could have been us.
They went on to win the competition.
Oh, they went on to win the competition, Dermot, yeah.
Yeah, so that's probably plenty of incentive for you for this weekend when you realise, like, you matched the eventual winners last year all the way to spot kicks. You know, you've got a good squad there, Raymond, and I'm sure you'd like to think maybe even better than what you had last year.
Well, you know, no matter what team you have, I mean, it would be very unkind to say you have a better team than you had last year, because we were in the quarterfinals last year as well, and in the quarterfinals this year. And, you know, okay, we've lost players from last year, but we've also brought in players. So I think we're equally as strong as we were last year. And we're playing the defence forces. We did our homework on Limerick, and we knew they were good. And, you know, it's hard to get some stuff on the defence force, but we have a little bit of info on them, and we know they're a terrible good side. And it's definitely going to be a close game, Dermot, and hopefully we come out on the right side of that one.
And how are you fixed player-wise then, Raymond? You know, at this time of the year, right slap bang in the middle of a busy, busy season, no doubt there are injuries and players doubtful for this weekend.
Yeah, no matter what league we're in the world, injuries will always affect you. We've got a couple of injuries, all right, but having said that there, we've got a very, very good squad, as I said earlier. But, you know, the likes of Darren McDade and maybe Raymond Foyce going to be missing. You know, they're big players, but as I say, we've brought in players, and we're going down fairly confident. Well, not fairly confident, we are confident, but you have to be confident. There's no point in going down there. And I'm sure the defence force are going to be confident as well. They can't call it their home ground, because I don't know where their home ground is, but yeah, they've taken us to Limerick anyway.
Taken into Limerick, yeah. No, nothing easy about that.
No.
That's Raymond Shields, manager of the Donegal League's Oscar Trainer side, as we look ahead to their quarter final this weekend. We'll hear more from Raymond after this break. And you're welcome back to The Score. Europa League action tonight. Manchester United and Celtic both involved in early games. These matches kicked off around about tea time. United won apiece away to Club Brugge. Anthony Martial equalising for United after they'd fallen behind in that. Edouard gave Celtic an early lead in their game at FC Copenhagen, but it's won apiece in that game now. The Danish club equalising shortly after half-time. Arsenal, Rangers and Wolves all in action tonight. Their games all kick off at 8 o'clock. Donegal's under-15 schoolboys will meet Cork in the SAFAA Under-15 National Championship Final in Mullingar this coming Sunday. A 3 o'clock kick-off there. Martin Fox is the manager of a Donegal side who have been in such good form this season. Earlier this week, I caught up with Martin to look ahead to Sunday's big game.
Listen, we're probably in bonus territory at the moment. You know, even the Drogheda semi-final a few weeks ago, we went into that not really knowing much about them either. And you don't really know what opposition you're up against. But against Cork or Galway, we know it's going to be difficult, very difficult. You know, any of the big counties with big city populations are very difficult to play against. But listen, the boys have been brilliant from us from word go. And we'll give it a go on Sunday and see how it goes. You know, we'll go in as underdogs. But, you know, at that age, it doesn't really matter. It's on the day. Weather conditions can have a big factor in it too, and we'll, you know, the boys know how we play now, so we'll give it a go.
And all this hard work that you've put in with the squad, Martin, you and your fellow coaches, I mean, it's all paying off because you've been with these young fellas for a long time at this stage.
Yeah, we started back sort of September time, Dermot, you know, myself, Kyle Maloney and Gary Gibson. We were asked by the league to take it over because obviously the Underage League of Ireland situation comes into too with the under 15. So for about a month or two, we were around watching matches, and obviously we had to wait to see what Derry and Finn Harps picked as well. So it dragged out a wee bit with their assessments and that, but we whittled the squad down. We kept a training squad of 24, 25, you know, just to keep boys training together with better players and that. And, you know, their commitment's been brilliant. I mean, we get them once a week, mostly on a Sunday, and we try and keep them for as long as we can.
Yeah, and these players are coming from all over the county.
All over the county, Jeremy. We have one of the lads comes up from Ballyshannon, hasn't missed a session all year. A couple of boys coming over from Cadieu, and then around Ballybuffet, Fintown, Letterkenny area, and some lads travelling down from Kerrykeelan, Fannad way as well. Yeah. So representing the county.
Yeah, and the squad having played friendlies, I'm sure, and as you say, weekly training sessions. Once you've got down to competitive action, everything seemed to go according to plan.
Yeah, we started off. I mean, we had Cavan Monaghan in our first competitive game, and they set up a weakish team because again, I think they were affected by the League of Ireland situation. And we played in a Shone, who had the nucleus of their squad from the last few years down McGinn. We drew with them 0-0, and then we beat them in the Ulster final. Quite convincingly on the day, and you know, we've played Derry City twice. We've been into Maiden City to play them and their older teams, the under 16s as well, you know, and that stands you to good stead. Like we we do sessions and that, but at the end of the day, it's about playing games, and even friendlies can help you a lot, especially when you go up to Maiden City, and we went up to Coleraine one of the Sundays as well. You know, they're playing National League standard in the north as well, and that stands to the boys as well, and they learn more from that.
I'm sure now there's a real good atmosphere among the squad, and there's very much a togetherness there.
Oh, definitely. Listen, some of the lads would have known each other from being in district teams before, and even going to trials for Finn Harps or for county squads in the past, and there's a few club mates in there, and you know, they're all in this Snapchat and things like that now, and they get to know each other, you know, because they wouldn't see each other going to different schools and that. But you know, every Sunday you go into the change rooms and there's a buzz around it, and they're laughing and joking with each other, and they're messing about, and that's part of it too. At 15 years of age, you know, you sometimes, even as coaches, you're watching games, you're looking at it as from an adult perspective, whereas you have to look at it, they're kids at the end of the day, they're doing something they enjoy. It's up to us to make sure that enjoyment lasts longer than just these few months.
Yeah, and it's all about developing them as young fellas and footballers.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, you know, there's a big, you know, they're out doing something, you know, they're not sitting in. It's a social thing as much as anything, you know. They're learning how to interact with people, you know, from different areas. They're learning that not everything's going to be plain sailing for them. You know, they might have a good day, a bad day, and that's all part of life as well as sport.
Yeah, and I'm sure all looking forward now to this weekend. You came through the semi-final, which wasn't easy. That was an away tie, and you're back into a final. Donegal were in a final last year, I think at under 13 level, unfortunately lost out. So hopefully your team can go that one step further.
Be brilliant, Jeremy. Listen, Johnny McGorty probably set the bar last year with his young underage team, under 13s. You know, and I spoke to Johnny quite a few times about, you know, just setting up and how he dealt with things and where to go, you know, because I was coming from club football, and county standard is completely different and the environment's different. You know, when you try and do that wee bit extra, you know, you're getting goalkeeping coaching one-on-one with them, you know, you're doing a wee bit of core work with them and things like that. And listen, you know, we're in a final. Drogheda, coming out of Leinster, when you're going down, you're playing Drogheda and you're thinking, you know, these boys have put out the DDSL, they put out Wexford, big strong teams that, you know, normally have a good pick of players, and you're going down there and say that was sort of bonus territory for us, but now going into this final, bonus territory, but it's a one-off game, it's a final. I suppose at the end of the day, maybe development goes out the window a wee bit in a final. You just want to go down and you want to win it, you know, and the boys are ready for it and they're keen to go. They would play it tomorrow if they had to.
And big day for all the boys and their mums and dads and families. I'm sure there'll be a big crowd going up.
Oh yeah, there was a massive crowd down from Drogheda as well, and you know, I think they've all planned it to link in with the Donegal match on the Saturday night in Croke Park to hang around and move across the Midlands then for the game on Sunday. So we're expecting a big crowd down, and no doubt they'll support the lads well.
Okay, Marty, best luck.
Thanks very much, Eamon.
Martin Fox there, the manager of the Donegal under 15 schoolboys side. We did that interview prior to Martin finding out the opposition for this Sunday. Cork defeating Galway in their rearranged semi-final last night, so it'll be Cork who'll provide the opposition on Sunday. Raymond, Martin Fox, one of a number of coaches who are doing so much work at underage level here in the county, and it's great to see that, isn't it? Great to see young players being able to progress.
Oh, it is indeed, Dermot. It's they're progressing so much now, and there's so many very good young players, both boys and girls, and there's so many coaches now that's getting involved, you know, people that maybe before weren't so much involved, and maybe as the kids grew up with them, they grew up with them and they become involved with the football, and it's great to see, to tell you the truth, and long may it last.
Yeah, because you know, you're involved with Kilmacrane Celtic, aside from being Oscar trainer, manager here in Donegal. Raymond, you've seen plenty of progress there as well at Kilmacrane. They were in a National Cup match last weekend as well, weren't they? And thankfully for Kilmacrane, there's great facilities down there now for those players, because for so many years all that you had really was the pitch at Lurgy Park, but that's all moved on, hasn't it?
Oh, indeed it has, and fair play to Erwin on the 12th last week. They're now in the quarterfinals of that National Cup competition, so they have to be applauded for that there. You're right, Lurgy Park, Little Lurgy Park, it's catered for so many kids over the years, and indeed the adults and the ladies as well. And thankfully, that wee park is still ongoing, it's still there for the youth. And we are now in the progress of having our own big pitch over in the community, Kilmacrane Community Development, over the Leader Road. And that'll be starting, well, it's up and running, so we've the foundations laid for the park. We have our AstroTurf up and running, and now we should be starting our laying the pitch this year, so 2 years' time, we'll be playing over there as well. So.
And you know, when you think about it, Raymond, on nights like this, the rain that's out there tonight, a cold evening, when you have an AstroTurf facility, it can provide football all year round, no matter what the weather.
Oh, that's right. And that is exactly what is happening. If you go over that later road any time of the night now, the floodlights are on and it's just packed. Mm. And that's great to see, to tell you the truth, you know, because we didn't have that facility years ago. But yeah. Now, thankfully, you know, we have it and it's been utilised.
Yeah. Well, the youth of today, Raymond, they are the players that will make up the Oscar Traynor team in years to come. So, I mean, it's so important to have these facilities there, and the coaches, fair play to them for putting the time and effort in as well, because it's all done voluntary. And, you know, listen, it's all positive. And as you say, it's not just the boys, it's the girls that are benefiting from it too.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. And as I say again, and I have to congratulate the coaches as well, because I mean it's okay having a gang of kids over an AstroTurf, but they've got to be coached as well, and they've got to be coached proper. And you're right, the guys do have to give up a lot of their time and for this. But when you see the benefits, that's what it's all about. Like,
yeah, well, mentioning the developments down in Kilmacrenan. The Donegal League's own facilities at the Diamond Park in Ballyar, again, it's real credit to the committee there, Raymond. And I know that you've always been speaking very highly of the committee members for the support that they have given you and your team.
Without a doubt, Dermot, I couldn't speak highly enough of the committee, the executive. They've been so good to us, and we've got such a great facility over there now, you know, a great park, and we're very proud to call it our home park. Our home pitch, and I do believe there's more developments going on there down the line, but it's a credit, and I must personally thank the committee for their help so far on my quest with the Oscar Traynor. So I'm very, very happy with that.
Well, listen, they've placed their faith in you and your own backroom team, Raymond, and a big game this weekend now. And listen, I really appreciate you coming into studio tonight to join us here on The Score, and we wish you the best of luck. Saturday's game, a 2 o'clock start at Limerick University grounds, the Donegal League up against the Defence Forces. And Raymond, there's a place in the semi-final at stake, so come back with a victory.
Thanks very much, Dermot.
Okay. That's Raymond Shields, the manager of the Donegal League's Oscar Traynor team. Well, listen, we're going to turn now to League of Ireland football, and there were contrasting results for Derry City and Finn Harps as the League of Ireland season got up and running last Friday night. Derry lost out 1-0 at Dundalk, while Harps were 1-0 winners over Sligo Rovers at Finn Park. Tomorrow night, the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium will host the first meeting of Derry and Harps of the new campaign. And earlier on today, I spoke with the Harps manager, Ollie Horgan.
Yeah, most certainly, yeah. And I mean, you know, history will tell that tale, Dermot. You know what I mean? Even the last year, we got beaten 4-0 both times in the Brandywell and the two league games, and we went in there pre-season, whatever it is now, maybe 6 weeks ago. We got turned over 3-0. We haven't scored in there, and look, it's one of the most difficult places to go for any team in the league. Don't mind us, to put it that way to you. But look, we're delighted to be going there. We're delighted to be playing Derry. We're delighted to be playing Sligo last week, you know, because we were long enough. We weren't playing the likes of them, and thankfully, at least now we are. Like,
yeah. The RTE cameras will be there, Ollie. There'll be a big crowd on Friday night. And I'm sure the hope is among Harp supporters that your team can put it up to Derry.
Yeah, obviously. Any time we've gone in there, we've hoped that we'd put it up to them, but that wasn't the way it materialised, certainly in the last two league occasions in there. We were gone by half-time, let's be blunt. You know, we would love to stay in the game, Dermot. I mean, you know, even if we went 1-0 down, and we did go 1-0 down both times in there last year, and we conceded a second very quickly afterwards, and that was game over. And it was a long, long hour from the 30 minutes in the first half, 2-0 down, to get out of there in 95 minutes or whatever. Like, we'd be hoping on Friday that should we go a goal down, that we can keep it tight and keep it to a goal going into the last 15 minutes and see where we get from that, and maybe muster some sort of fight, you know. But we were out of sight, or Derry were out of sight, I should say, you know, after 30 minutes the last few times, and that's really what we want to avoid on Friday night.
And did you see enough out of your new signings the other night against Sligo Rovers, and as long as you've had them in training, Ollie, did you see enough to suggest that perhaps, you know, this new team that you have can match the likes of Derry?
You know, you might be asking a little bit too much to match the likes of the quality of what Declan has in Derry there. I can't fault the new lads for effort or for buying into what we're doing. They're good lads, first and foremost, as I addressed before. It'll take us a while, Dermot. You know, we've very much a new side. Now, I know Derry have new players in there, but to be fair to them, they are the backbone. You know, they're especially their defence and their keeper, and that, you know, the likes of even their new signings, the likes of Conor McCormack, has been there before and knows it inside out, to put it that way to you. But we would hope to muster a better display or make a better fight of it than what we did the last two league games in there. But, you know, that'll take a huge effort itself to try and make it competitive, because Derry at home in particular are it's one of the most difficult places to go. If you take away to Dundalk, Shamrock Rovers, away to Derry is probably right up there from our point of view as well.
Yeah, because of the style of football that Derry can play, particularly at home, Molly, it can do real damage.
It can, yeah. If you're not at yourself, or if they're at themselves, they can rack up the score. They have done, you know, they've done it to us twice last year, and there's no point in hiding with it and pretending, you know, it didn't happen. It did. And it wasn't for the lack of effort on our behalf. We were outplayed, we were out, you know, ran, you know, and they've, you know, they've taken in serious quality in the likes of Tim Nielsen, the centre forward. He played against us pre-season, and he looks a serious footballer, you know, very, very clever in what he does. The likes of Conor Clifford has been a thorn in our side with Pats in particular last year. You know, I mentioned Conor McCormack, he's been a thorn in our side with Derry before, and indeed with Cork. You know, the Colm Horgan, we've come up against, you know, with huge difficulty against Galway and indeed Cork. And then the big lad, the Danny lad the out of Hull, he's a strapping player as well. You know, they've added huge quality. The Stephen Mellon lad looks a very talented player also. You know, we've added a lot to our team as well. And, you know, it'll take us probably a little bit longer to get up and running. We're part-time, and that's not an excuse, and that won't be an excuse on Friday night, without doubt. You know what I mean? I won't be using that as an excuse should we get beaten. But it will take us a bit longer, the fact that we train in the evenings and the lesser amount of sessions to try and get a new team up and running together. But look, we'll go and see where tomorrow night brings us, Dermot.
You got a good result in your opening game, a difficult match against Sligo Rovers on a poor pitch as well, Ollie, as the Sligo manager pointed out. But did your players come through unscathed? Is everybody available for Friday night?
No, we had a lot of knocks and bruises. We're unsure where we are. We won all training tonight. Certainly the likes of Rathcartaro is out. A lot of others haven't trained on Monday or Tuesday. And we really won't know till tonight. No, the others aren't long-term injuries. You know, we're looking to see whether they're ready for Friday, or if they're not, we'll try and patch them up for Monday, because we've two games this weekend, which has caused us serious bother over the years, playing twice in the weekend, and we need to try and manage the two games here, not just the one-off one.
Yeah. And what about, I mean, long-term injury, there is one, Mark Timlin.
Yep.
And, you know, he would have enjoyed a game like this on Friday night.
Absolutely. I mean, Mark has been in Derry. He'd have loved to have played in the Brendywell. And, you know, he's a massive, massive loss to us. You know, Mark is a good lad, first and foremost, as well as a fabulous footballer. And he probably wasn't going as well with the injuries that curtailed him in the last 2 years. But he was up and running pre-season this year, and He looked in pre-season like he was going to be our main man, and unfortunately that didn't happen. But he has the operation done. He's 10 days into it, and he's recovering every day. And, you know, we'll have him in and around us, you know, obviously not as a player, but he'll be in and around us as you know, in training, and he'll be doing his rehabilitation. And, you know, he'll be very much part of the group from here to whatever length of time we have here.
Okay. And finally, you mentioned that Shelburne game. I know that's on the back burner just yet, Ollie, but I'm sure you're keeping an eye on the weather too, because a lot of rain forecast again for this weekend.
Yeah, look, you know, we were lucky to get the Sligo game up and running and played. You know, I mean, Liam Buckley's comments are correct. The pitch was poor. It was poor for both sides, and that's not a criticism of anyone. You know, we were looking at a new stadium, you know, this time last year, and maybe we took our eye off the ball that we need to keep improving our own facility, what we have. Yeah, we would love to have a new facility to move into, but it's not there at the moment. There's, you know, while we do need, and we can lobby all we wish to try and push it, it is needed for the area, it is needed for the club, but we need to address what we have and keep that pitch and upgrade that pitch for Shelburne on Monday night to start with, and for the rest of the remainder of the home games after that, Jeremy.
Welcome back to The Score. 25 minutes to 8 o'clock. Latest scores from the Europa League. United still 1-1 at Club Brugge into the closing, 8 or 9 minutes in that game. Celtic's match is a little behind, 4 or 5 minutes behind that. So around about 15 minutes to go. And that game is 1-1 as well. FC Copenhagen 1, Celtic 1. Rangers, Arsenal and Wolves all in action later on. Prior to the break, we heard from Ollie Horgan as we began our preview of tomorrow night's Northwest Derby at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. We'll have live coverage of that game, by the way, here on Highland Radio. As I'm from 25 to 8 with myself and Declan Boyle, we're looking forward to that one. If you are thinking about going, there are buses heading to the game. Buses laid on by Finn Harps again this weekend, leaving from Balbofey around about 6:30. The other one will be leaving from Remelton, coming in via through Letterkenny and on to Derry, leaving O'Shaughnessy's pub in Remelton at 6:25. And well, you can get details there on social media. And tomorrow night's game, one of five fixtures in the Premier Division of the League of Ireland. Waterford against Bowes, Sligo Rovers host St Pat's, Shelburne play Dundalk, and Shamrock Rovers play Cork City in the other game. But all attention here in the Northwest will be on that Derry City Finn Harps clash on Friday night. And earlier on today, Kevin McLaughlin got the views of the Derry City manager, Declan Devine.
Well, it's the reason we're all in the game. It's the reason why, first of all, I wanted to come back, and second of all, it's the reason why a lot of our players wanted to come to our football club, because they've seen that this is a huge football club. They wanted to play in front of big games, and it doesn't come any bigger. Northwest Derby, Finn Harps won behind their belt, be coming here relatively confident and feeling they can get something from the match. We're also coming into the game confident on the back of a very good performance in Oriel Park. But, you know, it's an occasion that we have to try and make sure that we put to the back of our mind and don't worry about the occasion and take care of the performance on the pitch. And if we can do that, no doubt that we can be all right.
It's getting the 3 points on the board is what you'd be looking for, just to get the season going as such.
Well, it is. You know, there's nothing handed out in the first, second or third game, but ultimately you want to get them first 3 points on board. We were disappointed, and it shows you how far we've come when we leave Oriel absolutely disgusted that we've conceded late on. So, you know, the players have been magnificent in their approach to pre-season. And I think, you know, when the games start coming thick and fast, as they're going to do over the next 10 days, you know, that's what we're on it for. And that's why we do all the hard work and all the hard miles in pre-season, is that when the games come then that you're ready. And today, even in training, I sense that the players are really chomping at the bit to get at the game tomorrow night.
What's the situation, anybody like injury-wise?
Everybody's fit. Gerard O'Brien missed out last week more as a precaution. He comes back into the fold this week. So we've got great options. We've got competition all over the pitch. We've got players that can come off the bench, in my opinion, and change the game. So, you know, there's a lot of people very unlucky not to start the game on Friday night. But as I say, there's a lot of football to be played, and we have a game on Monday. But all our focus and determination is all about getting a favourable result on Friday night.
That's Declan Devine there in conversation with Kevin McLaughlin. So Derry against Harps tomorrow night at 7:45. We mentioned those other fixtures in the League of Ireland. There's one big game tomorrow night as well in the Irish League Premier Division. Linfield play Crusaders. Linfield leading the way at the top of the table, but it's very, very tight, and Crusaders are one of those sides who are just about hanging in there just behind them, along with Glentoran and Coleraine. The rest of those games in the Irish League this weekend are on Saturday, and among them is the meeting of Institute and Coleraine, which kicks off at 1:00 on Saturday. More on that, no doubt, before Saturday. But for now, we're going to turn our attentions to the Tug of War Championships. And I'm joined in studio now by Oisin Kelly. Oisin, you're back in from the Aura.
At the end there too, so on.
At the end of day one, Oisin, and by all accounts, a real exciting first day of action.
A brilliant day's action, Jeremy. And it's fantastic to have the World Indoor Championships here. I got my eyes open today. I was very, very impressed. I've watched Tug of War before, but the level of competition was very impressive out in the Aura. We had 14 countries there. As we know, and I'm sure if you've been listening to Highland Today, today was the opening day of 2 days of club action. So we had teams from all over the world, from Japan, France, Italy. There was 13 teams alone from the Basque country. Also Chinese, Taipei, were there. Spain had teams in as well, and then you had teams from the UK, a number of Scottish teams, and obviously the Irish boys. That included Mountain View and the two Clonmany teams, Clonmany A and Clonmany B. This afternoon it was the 560 kg weights, which ran into the evening time, and this was the event that Clonmany B were hoping to win a medal in, and were gunning for gold. So they were, but unfortunately it ended in defeat. Now they have won a silver medal, which is, to me, is a fantastic start. But they suffered defeat in that final, going down to a very strong country club side that's made up of pullers from sort of the Fermanagh and Tyrone area. They're based out of Ballygolly, they train out of Ballygolly. But when you get down to the semi-finals after the sort of like a league, a group format, mm-hmm. and you get to the last four, that's when it really, really gets tough. So it is, and the men are separated, so the boys are separated out from the men, and it is really fantastic to watch. So it is. And we get down to the semi-finals. There was an Italian and a Spanish side that was going for bronze, and then with Clonmany B up against Country Club for gold. But it was Country Club that they ended up winning the opening two ends, which means they won the final 3-0. So listen, there was disappointment for Clonmany B in the first of the finals that they made in this competition. They hope to make more over the coming days, but they've started with a silver, which was a good enough start in my eyes, Dermot.
Yeah, and a real buzz about the town, Oisin. Big crowds about, and I actually saw some of the participants walking about earlier on today. Big, strong, strapping lads, as you can imagine. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You mentioned big, strong, strapping lads. You have big, strong, strapping lads, but you have smaller, lighter men as well, Jeremy, that are very strong, wee men, and they make up this team. You have to make the weights. It was 560 today. We're going up to the 600s tomorrow. So there'll be heavier men brought in, and there's eight in each team that pulls. So you have to get the weight right, and you can see the big men and the medium sized men, and then the lighter men. But as you say, it's fantastic to have it here, and there's a great buzz. And the Aura Centre at times today was packed, so it wasn't even trying to get back up here out of the traffic at the bottom of the town was a bit difficult. But it's something new for the town, and as we have been saying on Highland today, if you're about Letterkenny over the next 3 days, it's only a fiver in. Go out and spend an hour or two there just to you see. Now these Clonmany men have the commitment that they've put in, Dermot, over the last 6 months to book their place in the worlds first of all, and then preparing for this event. Professional athletes would be doing the same, particularly when it comes down to, and I only found it yesterday, cutting weight, Dermot. What these boys have to do just to cut weight, to make weight. It's like you would see the boxers or the UFC fighters that, or even the jockeys to that extent as well. And that's at a pro level.
Yeah.
So it is. And these boys are pulling locally for a tug of war club, trying to win a world club medal. And the effort that they put on, the nutrition, their fitness, all that sort of thing comes into play. And they've dedicated their lives to it, particularly this last 3 to 4 months. So they have.
And they're the host club, really, aren't they?
They looked as the host clubs. Now, there's men from Clonmany and Cockhill and Carndonagh involved within the club. So indoor tug of war is huge in any show, and so does. There's two Clonmany teams there. Clonmany A, unfortunately, didn't work out. We did know getting into Clonmany B with a stronger side. And they, of course, will represent Ireland at the weekend as well. But they just couldn't get that gold.
So they couldn't.
I spoke to a few people afterwards, Dermot. Cormac Gallagher from Glenswilly is part of the Clonmany outfit. He's one of the organisers as well. We'll hear from him shortly. But first up, just moments after they lost that final, I spoke to Clonmany B member Daniel Doherty.
Daniel Doherty, very hard luck in there, losing out in the decider on the opening day. It's a silver medal. It was tough going in that final against the guys from Ballygolly.
It was a tough old pole, like, but they're just that bit stronger than we were, but it just didn't go our way on the day.
Yeah, and I suppose it was the toughest pull of the day for you, because you've won every end in the qualifiers, right up even in the semi-final.
It was the toughest pull of the day. We never lost an end, we didn't lose that much all day, so it was the hardest pull end of the day, but we just, they're a good team, they're a world team now, they've won a couple of medals before, and they're a good team. That's just it.
These boys are disappointed. I can see here that among the group that just didn't get gold, but to, as opposed to get a medal in the first event you're in this weekend, it'll give you a bit of confidence while getting into the next few days.
It will. It's always better to get the first one, but they're disappointed at the minute. But hopefully we can turn it around tomorrow and come back again for another day.
Yeah, because you're back in the 600
tomorrow.
The 600 tomorrow. And is it a case that you could be up against Country Club again? It could be between you two to see.
More than likely, we'll be up against them again. Whether it's the same team or not, I don't know. But
And how's all the bodies in there? Because it's hard going for a full day since half nine this morning.
Well, the bodies is, I would say the bodies is not too bad now. I would say their pride's more hurt now at the minute, but the bodies will be all right. I would say the bodies will come all right.
This is the start of the competition. In 2014, Clemani had won a gold and two silver and a bronze, and already you've matched one of those medals. And listen, the target is to medal in every event, I'm sure.
That'll be it. If you can get a medal at every event, it's not too badly. Hopefully we can get a gold before the week's out. Make it all worthwhile then.
Yeah. I know you are disappointed with the silver, and you said pride's a bit hurt, but fantastic atmosphere in there, having the World Championships in Letterkenny and in Donegal. What's it like for you boys as a group pulling in front of them?
It's nice to be in your front of your home crowd, and there's more support there, I suppose, and it's just that bit of noise. It also would be better if we had won it, but hopefully tomorrow we'll take 400 of it.
Okay, that's the best of luck with the rest of the weekend. Thanks for talking to us, Daniel.
All right,
thank you. Cormac Geller from Glenswilly, a member of Clemani and the organising committee here for this event. Listen, day one's come to a close. Disappointment for Clemani and a silver medal. I know they wanted gold, but listen, they've had a great start. They've already got one medal under the belt.
Yes, indeed, Oisin. It's been a great day's pulling. Tremendous atmosphere, tremendous arena, great crowds, and it's really got off to a great start. Clemani pulled Country Club in the final of the 560 just past there. Unfortunately today it just didn't go in their favour. Perhaps tomorrow on the 600 they'll achieve their goal and get a gold. This morning we were happy enough. Mountain View were pulling the 680 with three Donegal men pulling: Andrew McGonigal, Dan Harkin, and Adrian Lynch. They got a bronze medal. So all in all, it's been a very successful day for Donegal. We can't complain.
Yeah, listen, you were telling me earlier, 2014, there was four medals, a gold, two silver and a bronze, and right in saying was won at Worlds by Clemani previously. Is this team good enough to match that and even go one better?
It absolutely is. There's no doubt about that. The first day, 2014, it was also a silver. Today it's been a silver again, so hopefully tomorrow these men are definitely well capable of achieving a goal tomorrow in the 600.
Yep. So there's two categories in the 600, isn't that right? 640 and then 600, is that right?
640 in the morning. Yep. Mountain View are pulling that. Clemani A are also pulling that. Clemani B don't pull to the evening time of the 600. That's starting about 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Right. And hopefully we'll get more crowds like we've seen today. This has been a brilliant day one, hasn't it?
It's been a brilliant day one, really has. Tremendous arena, tremendous atmosphere, and it's been very successful.
You won medals at world level. Times today, were you thinking to yourself, God, I would like to be out there on the rope again?
Yeah, I definitely would, Dush, no doubt about that. But just circumstances are changed. I'm working away from home. I'm not training, so you couldn't compete at that level if you're not training, Dush.
Okay, listen, we'll talk again tomorrow. Cormac, many thanks for everything today.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Dush.
Cormac Gallagher there.
Yeah, I was going to say, Dush, he sounds pretty upbeat, doesn't he? Despite the fact that there was disappointment tonight, he's looking forward to more success tomorrow, hopefully.
Yeah, Cormac's won medals. He's part of the Clemani contingent. He's one of the organisers, and he's Danny McGonigal's right-hand man, so he is down at the Aura Centre. And listen, he knows what it takes to win medals at world level. It's not easy, but they are off to a good start. They've got a silver, and they're hoping for more now in the coming days. And just to remind people as well that the official opening ceremony of the World Indoor Tug of Wars is on tomorrow evening. That's at 9 o'clock Friday evening at the Mount Dariga Hotel in Letterkenny, and they hope you get a big crowd there as well. And it's nice, Jeremy, talking to all these people, and there's an international flavour to it. So we met Dutch people today, and obviously the TWIF, who is the world organisation, are all there, and their organisation is made up from various different nationalities, and they've found Donegal to be a welcoming place, so they have.
And that's great to hear. And Cormac mentioned there as well about participants from Donegal involved in teams. What about that Clemani team?
Yeah, that Clemani team: Sean Doherty, Eddie Gallagher, John Green, Ryan Green, Kevin Coyle, Liam Strain, Manus Doherty and Ryan Doherty were the eight that pulled today under the watchful eye of their trainer Kevin McLaughlin. So that is the team which pulled today. There is other members that didn't pull today, but there's a big contingent of them there. It's going to be a long weekend for them, and you could see changes in the team as the weekend goes on, depending on obviously the weights and how they're doing in the various competitions.
Okay, Oisin, you'll be staying with us. We're going to go for a quick commercial break. And you're welcome back to The Score. In Gaelic Games, there's a busy programme of fixtures at various levels this weekend. It all gets underway on Friday night with the first match in the Airgrid Ulster GA Football Under 20 Championship, Antrim hosting Derry in Belfast under the lights. That one throws in at 7:45. These games were all postponed last weekend due to the bad weather. Hopefully they'll beat the weather this weekend. Our man Tyrone is on Saturday at 1 o'clock. Cavan against Down as well at the same time. And Donegal against Monaghan at 1 o'clock on Saturday. That game originally fixed for Ballybuffet, it has been switched to Ballyshannon. And Donegal's senior footballers return to action on Saturday night with a trip to Croke Park to play Dublin in Division 1 of the Alliance National Football League. For Declan Boner's side, it's another difficult test. They go into this game having lost out so dramatically against Galway last time out at O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. The Donegal manager has been speaking with Tom Comack, and Declan Boner said Saturday night's match is just the first in a run of difficult fixtures for his team.
Only a point, I think, between the top seven teams in the group. That's how tight it is, you know. And it's anything can happen. And as I say, we take it one game at a time, and there's some huge matches coming up, and that's the start with Dublin, and then we have Monaghan, Tyrone and Kerry, so they're all big games coming up now. But listen, that's the challenge, that's where you want to be, and you want to be challenged playing against the top teams, and that's who we'll meet now over the next 5 weeks.
Every point is going to be a scrap.
Well, it's been like that for the first three games, Tom, and you know, maybe bar our game against Meath, I think every other game either end up a draw or one or two points in either direction. And I can't, you know, the rest of the games probably will go follow the same format. But listen, we're looking forward to going to Dublin. We're going up there hoping to get a performance. It's going to get us 2 points. Not going to be easy, but that's the challenge and that's the task that's ahead of us.
Yeah. What do you think is going to take to survive? Or is it too early to start talking about that yet?
Nah, listen, I wouldn't even. We're just going up to Dublin, as I say. Once the Galway game finished, yeah, disappointed that we didn't get something out of it. I thought we, you know, for long periods of the game in terms of possession, and we dominated a lot of that game, but we didn't, you know, get the necessary scores on the board, and we conceded them a couple of those goals. And I'd say that was disappointing. But you know, once that game was over and once we analysed it, it was all systems go for this match. You know, week off in terms of games, but preparation continued ahead of this match, and you know, no better place to be than going into Croke Park to play Dublin in the National League game.
Yeah.
Declan Boner there in conversation with Tom Comack. Oisin Kelly still with me in studio. Oisin, Donegal going into this game after that defeat to Galway, couldn't get any harder, could it, than a trip to Dublin?
It's difficult for Donegal,
and you really should be at this stage, Dermot. And when you look back, and that you should be in 6 points with two games that you felt that you should have won against Mayo and Galway. But it is what it is. Seven teams separated by just a point. It's going to be difficult to get a result in Dublin. It's the games that follow that maybe you have to look for results, and particularly the home matches against Tyrone and Monaghan that you would look to pick up points. But listen, you never know against Dublin. It is going to be tough. It is going to be difficult. We have drawn with Dublin previously, but we've lost, what, 6 of the last 7 against them. But you never know on the day. We've seen that Dublin had a bit of a weakness in their cog against Monaghan. Maybe Donegal can possibly exploit that as well. We don't know. It is going to be tough, but if they can come out of Croke Park with a result, it would be a fantastic evening for Donegal. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. A good performance would be good on Saturday, so it would.
And live coverage here on Highland Radio as well with yourself and Martin McHugh on Saturday evening.
Full live match coverage from 6:45.
Good stuff. The hurlers, Oisin, they're in action on Sunday at home to Monaghan.
Yeah, home to Monaghan at the O'Donnell Park. Mickey McCann knows a one against Monaghan. Back on track, back-to-back ones against Tyrone and Louth. They got out of jail with a Danny Collin goal the last day, but they know a one at home now against Monaghan would put them in a good position as they go to the final couple of games as they chase promotion out of that Division 3A. So they're looking for victory on Sunday in front of their home crowd. And hopefully the weather won't affect these matches, Jeremy, come the weekend, because we do know there is more bad weather on the way.
And finally, the ladies are in action as well.
Similar scenario there. One from Maxi Curran's side on the road against Westmeath would be a big result for them. It would be a huge shot in the arm, so it would. And that's a game they're very well capable of winning on the road, so there.
Listen, busy weekend ahead, Oisin. You'll be at the tug of war, I'm sure, as well over the coming days.
Football and soccer and tug of war and everything in the one weekend, Jeremy. It's a nice way to have it.
A nice way to have it is right. And of course, we've got the Harps and Derry tomorrow night. So it's going to be a busy couple of days here ahead on Highland Radio. My thanks to Oisin for coming into studio from the Aura, where, as Oisin was saying, Clonmany B taking silver tonight to round off the day in good positive fashion with a medal there at that event. Well, that's about it from tonight's programme. Thanks to my studio guest Raymond Shields and to Oisin Kelly as well. Fantastic coverage all day from the Aura. Next up after me, it's Rosemary. From myself, Jeremy Doherty, thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of your evening.